Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Oh boy, time to do it again. Let's spin that wheel of realignments. Where is it going to stop? It's going to stop on an even bigger Big Ten. It's like we all thought would happen. How you doing? Happy Friday. Spencer on Sports, back with you here on 1600 KGYM. Also find us in the FM dial, 102.3 and 106.3 in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively. Streaming worldwide, KGYMradio.com. Find us on the free KGYM Sports Radio app. In your app store, download it. Fire it on up. Stream all the local sports content you wish, plus ESPN content as well. Thanks for hanging out. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Isaac off today, so we've got producer Ryan hanging out with us as we bring you local programming throughout the afternoon here on KGYM 2 until 6 every weekday afternoon. Lots to get to. I do say that every day. I don't feel like I say it every day. The reason I feel like I say it every day is because, well, I do. Lots to get to on this afternoon's program. We'll get into a little bit from Iowa State Football Media Day coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Matt Campbell speaking with the media today. As you can imagine, asked a lot of questions regarding the sports betting investigation into his players at Iowa State. As you can imagine, he could not tell us much when it comes to answering questions from the media, but did have a few things to say about the program and about the allegations made against his players at Iowa State. We'll hear from him coming up before 3 o'clock. Try to dive into a little NFL. Preseason is underway. I watched a good chunk of the Hall of Fame game last night. Wasn't terribly excited, but hey, it's preseason football, right? It's football. It's on the TV. I think we're all gonna take a sample of it. Get into that. Maybe get into a little Major League Baseball. Braves and the Cubs underway at Wrigley Field, and well, I can't give you live play-by-play, but things not going well for the Chicago Cubs here this afternoon. It was one of those cases where I looked up at the TV, it was one score, looked down to start the show, and I looked back up and the Braves are celebrating and now have a bigger lead. So we'll get you updates on the MLB scoreboard here for today as well. But the big story of the day, and part of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, the Big Ten, now the Big 18. Well, soon to be the Big 18. Washington and Oregon. They have officially been invited, and it's expected that they will be accepted to the Big Ten. So we're asking you at KGYMradio.com, how do you feel about the Big Ten officially extending invites to the Ducks and the Huskies? Do you love it? Do you like it? Do you absolutely hate it? Or are you simply indifferent? You're on the fence about it. You can weigh in on our poll question at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Also ran a similar poll on my Twitter X account, at SW on the radio. Share those results coming up here in just a little bit. But, boy, what a wild 24 hours, really, of college realignment news. We talked on the show yesterday about, Arizona and Arizona State having this meeting, this Board of Regents meeting in Arizona at 9 o'clock last night, and how that really kind of hinged on or the future of the Pac-12 and what happens next really kind of hinged on that. And there was really no decision made out of that. There was reporting throughout the night last night and continued reporting today from Pete Thamel from ESPN that Arizona, the University of Arizona, has indeed applied to and has been admitted to the Big 12. Nothing official has been announced there, but then it was this kind of back and forth, I guess, if you will, about what's happening with the Pac-12. I saw a tweet earlier today, I believe it was from Pat Forty, kind of summarizing it the best as possibly could. As of early this morning, the Pac-12 was essentially dead, with teams basically scattering off into the wind, Arizona going to the Big 12, still rumored and I guess assumed too that Arizona State and maybe even Utah, the four corner schools, would be going off to the Big 12 with them. Oregon and Washington leaning towards joining the Big 10. That was as of earlier today, and the rest basically left to flounder by themselves. Well, if you were on social media or you follow the college realignment news earlier today, by 8:30, 9 o'clock our time, 9:30 Eastern time or so, there was talk that the Pac-12 was having a meeting. They were going to sign the grant of rights deal, and maybe they were going to survive this. They're not dead after all. Well, in the end, it came out that right before the meeting, and Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated reported this earlier today, Yahoo Sports as well, mentioned this right before this Pac-12 meeting was set to begin, where it sounded like all the rumors were coming out, all the sources, all the different college football sources, college sports sources out there in the media landscape. Right before this meeting was about to happen, where they were going to discuss and possibly vote on the grant of rights for this new Pac-12 media deal, which, again, as we talked about, would be focused a good chunk on streaming through Apple TV Plus and be significantly less when it came to school revenue compared to the Big Ten and the SEC and even the ACC when it comes down to it. Before this meeting was about to happen, officials at the University of Oregon went to the commissioner, George Kliavkoff of the Pac-12, and said, yeah, we still got concerns about this Apple TV deal, and because we're so concerned with this deal, we're talking to the Big Ten, and essentially, we have an offer, we intend to accept that offer, and we're going. So that leads us to where we stand today. ESPN's Pete Thamel reporting that the two schools, Oregon and Washington, finalizing a deal to join the Big Ten, and the schools are expected to formally apply for membership today. And as you heard SportsCenter mention at top of the hour, a Big Ten vote is expected to take place this evening, which would essentially put them in the conference. So instead of us talking about just two new members next year in 2024 with USC and UCLA, Big Ten's now got four. And it creates this Western wing, right? USC and UCLA out there kind of very, you know, true to the word, the outliers with this new look Big Ten coming up in 2024. We already had all the schedules put out, the pods put out, the protected rivalries, the matchups, the teams you're going to play, the teams you won't play for the next handful of years. And you just get to take that piece of paper and just rip it right in half and throw it in the garbage or put it in your paper shredder, because there's more work to be done here with the Big Ten. That leads us to the question, knowing what we know, knowing that the Big Ten is not just adding the two members we had heard of with USC and UCLA, the members that we anticipated them adding next year, now it's going to be Oregon and Washington joining them. How do you feel about it? 319-366-1600. Talk or text line is wide open for you here on a Friday afternoon. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are you indifferent about it? What are your thoughts right now, if you're a Big Ten fan especially? Let me know on the Talker text line as we go through this here today. It's, as I said this yesterday on the show, I grew up watching college sports. I mentioned this yesterday. Isaac and I were talking about this yesterday when he was in. Man, it's a tough spot to be in for a fan of college sports, right? It's one of those things where you're always going to remember the peak, the good times you had watching traditional rivalries, watching, you know, the Rose Bowl and that being a highlight of every college football season, and watching some, you know, great football teams and players and games from conferences all across the country compete and have conference pride, right? Big Ten versus SEC, Pac-12 versus, you know, Big 12, all the different combinations you can have, whether it's in a bowl game or even a non-conference game, it's all going by the wayside. And this is progress, really, right? You know, it's tough for people who've been fans of, you know, the sport, college football. And obviously, you know, we're I think, putting on the back burner basketball and even the non-revenue sports, too, when it comes down to it. That's a whole other discussion to have with how this is going to impact the Olympic sports, right? Like track and field and men's and women's soccer and baseball and softball and, you know, some of the other sports that, you know, that don't get as much publicity, right? But this is progress. And as much as it hurts, and I'm not saying I like it, I prefer the Pac-12 to exist, frankly, you know, I just, it doesn't, there's no way to change it. Like I said yesterday, there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube with any of this. And it's sad, but I feel like I kind of slept on this last night and woke up this morning and seeing all the news come out. I'm slowly, as I think someone on the text line told me yesterday, that was revealing or referring more to the name of the Big Ten, which we can get into today if you want, telling me to get over it. I think I'm slowly kind of getting over it. It's going to take a while. It's going to be weird opening up Phil Steele or the college football preview from next year on forward. And Arizona and the Big 12? What are we doing here? USC and UCLA in the Big 10. Washington in the Big 10. Doesn't make sense, but eventually in time, I think it might. What say you? 319-366-1600. But this is the reality we're in. And Washington and Oregon now joining USC and UCLA in the Big Ten. Now it'll be 18 teams coming up here in 2024. This is an all-sports move, by the way. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. It is going to be an all-sport addition to the Big Ten. And it is starting in 2024. This is not a down-the-road type of thing. This is here. This is happening. And this is going forward with 2024 or in 2024. So this is going to be a year of lasts, right, when it comes down to it for college sports, a year of lasts for specifically the Big Ten. You look at the Big Ten East and West, although who knows now with – essentially a big West Coast arm of the Big Ten, right? Maybe the Big Ten West does come back. And there was an interesting conversation. I tweeted my thoughts out there, replied to a couple listeners who engaged on Twitter when it comes to what the Big Ten does now with the Western part of their conference. Now, here in the state of Iowa, we're used to being in the Western part of the conference, but now you have, I guess, the even further West, Big Ten West, with USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington joining the league next year. Makes me wonder, especially on that side of things, does the Big Ten West stay around and does it become a true Big Ten West? Like, you know, maybe I think I said this yesterday too on the program. Maybe I should just replay all of yesterday's show, but do you see the West become the true West with USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington? Do you see what is now the West, so Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and so on, become the Central Division almost? The NFL Central, the NFC Central? It's the NFC North now, but you get what I'm saying. And then do you see, like, the Big Ten East split it into three pods. I don't know what happens there, but this is expected to be the last year of those divisions. Now maybe does the Big Ten rethink that going forward? Certainly is going to be interesting to see that and how they schedule this going forward. Road trips. And again, we're talking specifically about football, but it's going to be interesting to see that for stuff like baseball and track and field and soccer. And how do you work that out? How do you have a system put together? And there were some clues in an article from The Athletic last week talking specifically about integrating USC and UCLA. But how do you put together a system that's balancing out the travel and making it fair for the teams that are in the Central time zone and the Eastern time zone that have to go across the country and play Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA? Obviously, you'd think that the Big Ten going forward would limit the amount of times. You're still probably going to have to play them. Obviously, you're all in one big happy conference, but you'd think that Big Ten would maybe do a pod system going forward. The West Coast pod plays the Central pod. The Central pod plays the Eastern pod, if that's the direction they were to go in here. There's a lot of different ways that you can look at how to divvy this up. And like I said, the Big Ten's going to have to completely redo that that scheduling pod going forward, the scheduling system that we talked about for 2024. I know Scott Dochterman from The Athletic shared some thoughts on Twitter earlier, and you know, maybe you see just the simple West Coast, you know, West Coast teams play each other more often than they play the Midwest and East Coast teams, but still, obviously, as being members of the conference, you get to see Iowa play Oregon in football, in basketball, in baseball. You get to see Iowa play USC. You get to see them play UCLA and Washington. Certainly all teams that, you know, I mean, you see the football schedule. I don't have it pulled up for Iowa, but would you rather play Utah State or Washington? I think, you know, from a game that kind of boosts your ability, if you have a good season, to be in the conversation for a playoff spot in the expanded playoff, you certainly want to play the bigger name team going forward. But I would imagine, at least in the short term, there's still going to be some of those smaller teams, the mid-major, the group of five teams that are on the schedule going forward. But that's one thing. You know, you go to the lasts that I was talking about, the last year, at least it was supposed to be, of the Big Ten East and Big Ten West. The Big 12, the last year for Oklahoma and Texas in that league, the new teams coming in. And then looking at the Pac-12, and I pulled up the Pac-12 here, and yeah, makes you question what happens to the rest of the Pac-12. The Wikipedia, as we know, they are fast in updating, but already indicating that USC, UCLA, and Colorado all out. Now add in Washington and Oregon out. Arizona is out. It's likely that Arizona State will go with them. It doesn't sound like that is a done deal yet, that Arizona State would go to the Big 12 with Arizona, but certainly would make sense. The Board of Regents in Arizona controls both universities, so I'm not a Board of Regent by any means in any state, Iowa, Arizona, Wisconsin, whatever, but would imagine there'd be a little bit more logistical headaches from a governing perspective, I would guess, to have one school in one league, one school in the other. So you'd imagine that those two are out. So what's left in the Pac-12? Well, you've got Cal, you've got Oregon State, you've got Stanford, you've got Utah, who could also jump ship to the Big 12, and you've got Washington State. It's not enough to have a full-fledged conference. So does the Pac-12 go away after 108 years? It seems like the most likely option. So this could very well be the last year of the Pac-12 as we know it, or really the Pac-10, or even going back further into history, the original conference. So what happens going forward? It certainly is going to be interesting to see. Like I said, Cal, Stanford, Washington State, Oregon State can't have a four-team league. Can't just join up teams or just raid teams from the Mountain West. You can, I mean, if you really wanted to, but certainly is interesting to see what will happen with the Pac-12 here moving forward. But it's you know, as a college sports fan, college football fan, I feel sad. I really do, because it's a historic day. You're watching history as it happens here, and we're reacting to it as it happens. But that's just the world we live in, and it's tough to accept. I completely understand that. How are you feeling, if you're a Big Ten fan, even a Big 12 fan, about the potential additions to your new your conferences going forward? Again, the Big Ten expected to approve the application, the formal application from Oregon and Washington coming up later on here tonight. That's according to Pete Thamel from ESPN. Thamel also reporting Arizona has applied to and has been admitted to the Big 12. The conversations between the Big 12 and Utah and Arizona State have ramped up today as well. No timeline on those, but take those teams out of the Pac-12. There's not much left, and you'd imagine those schools would then, well, if Cal and Stanford aren't the next two of the Big Ten adds to create an even bigger Big Ten West, West Coast presence for the Big Ten. You'd imagine those schools would move to the Mountain West, and going from the Pac-12 Power 5 status to the Mountain West, especially for schools like Oregon State and Washington State and even Cal and Stanford too, it certainly does not have the same ring to it, right? It's not the same status level. So concerned with status level, doesn't have the same level of prestige, right? Yeah, we're a Pac-12 member. And nothing against the Mountain West. They have some very good schools, very good institutions, very good teams in it. But comparing the two and having to essentially settle for going to the Mountain West certainly is not what you woke up this morning hoping to be in that situation. If you're Oregon State or Washington State or even Cal or Stanford. 319-366-1600. Thoughts coming in here. 9985 suggesting some more teams to add. Assuming you're talking about Big Ten, 9985, Oklahoma State, Kansas, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, maybe Baylor and TCU. Big 12, I think, is sticking with the teams they have. Obviously, there's talk that they're adding Arizona State, and Utah here going forward, and Colorado, too. Big Ten done. Big Ten staying west, looking east. We talked a little bit yesterday about Florida State maybe wanting to get out of the ACC, get out of the grant of rights, have to cut a hefty check to get out of that deal, which goes through 2036. But it's certainly interesting to see what will transpire here if the wheel does indeed stop after this round of additions, or if we're just heading to those one gigantic north versus south conferences, north and west versus south and east. That might be where we eventually end up. Who knows? 319-366-1600. 6511 says that they think it's going to be a long, painful process, but going to be pretty sweet in the end. Yeah, there's some intrigue to it. The process is tough. Again, you love tradition. You remember the tradition of watching X team versus X team, whether it be the Rose Bowl or non-conference game or even a conference game. Certainly, that part stings. It hurts, but yeah, maybe in the end we're better for it. I don't know. I'm still in my sad / trying to get over it part, I think, when it comes down to it. 319-366-1600. Ralph and Riverside agreeing. College football we tell our kids about is going to sound mythical. Yeah. I buy Phil Steele magazine, as I said on the show yesterday before Scott and Mark had him on the gym class yesterday. I consider him the GOAT of college football previews. I have the 2000. I found the 2003 magazine the other day for Phil Steele. And yeah, that is so different. You open up that magazine today, you're like, what? What happened here? This team was here? What are you talking about? That can't be right. You're going to open up a magazine from like 2004. Oh, the Big 12 North? What is the Big 12 North? Missouri was in the Big 12? Oklahoma was in the Big 12? It is what it is, but appreciate that, Ralph. Ralph also remembering the NFC East. The Arizona Cardinals were in the NFC East. Remember the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were in the NFC Central. So Packers-Buccaneers, that was a big rivalry back in the day. Brett Favre going down to Tampa against John Gruden, that was fun to watch. And some inexplicable losses there, too. 319-366-1600. Justin says he's lost track. How many teams in the Big Ten now? Officially 18. The Big Ten's turning 18. They can do a bunch of stuff they could never do before, I guess. But the Big Ten officially will be at 18 after all these moves. And who knows? Maybe they're not even done. Not done yet. Will they go to 20? You think they go to 20? I feel like maybe it's just because it's my idea, but I said on Twitter, like I mentioned, would the Big Ten think about adding Stanford and Cal if the Pac-12, when the Pac-12 fully goes away, would they just say, okay, yeah, bring those two in, just have the true Big Ten West and kind of divvy it up like you have NFL conferences, the AFC South, the AFC North, and so on. If the Big Ten truly want, if you truly want to make college sports and kind of structure this just like the NFL, that's what we're going for here. That's part of what we're going for here. It seems to like it would make the most sense. 309-366-1600. Overdue for a timeout. We'll take a quick one, get more of your thoughts on the two new Big Ten members, Oregon and Washington, expected to be approved as members as soon as tonight. We'll get into that. Get some more of your reaction coming up in just a bit. Plus a little bit from Matt Campbell, Iowa State holding their football media day today over in Ames. What he had to say ahead of the 2023 season for the Iowa State Cyclones. Then more on the way. Spencer on Sports with you here on a Friday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds with temperatures climbing into the upper 80s. We will have the chance for an isolated shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies and temperatures drop down into the upper 60s. Tomorrow we'll be in the mid 80s and we'll have a dry start. Clouds will then be building in and we'll have the chance for storms Saturday night into early Sunday with some additional scattered activity on Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Drive for Lives, August 15th at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course and enjoy a day on the green supporting the Cedar Valley Humane Society. Sign up as an individual or a team of four. Registration is at 11 a.m. Shotgun start at noon with cart, lunch, prizes, and more.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank is a true community bank, believing service still comes with a local touch. Since 1924, Fairfax State Savings Bank provides secure, honest, relationship-based banking. They understand the little things that make our community special. Strong personal connections, sincere friendliness, and a sense of pride in local growth. And that's how they've succeeded for nearly a century. Learn more at thebankhere.com. Fairfax State Savings Bank in Fairfax, Amana, and Cedar Rapids. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And style and security to your home with 11% off Schlage locks at Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered with more than 200 options of Schlage locks available. Get a satin nickel Dexter by Schlage hall and closet passage Stratus lock for only $13.99 after rebate. Good through August 6th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Attention Jeep and truck enthusiasts. Join KGYM at Sadler Powertrain's off-road and outdoor event at their Cedar Rapids location tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. The best in show grand prize in the contest is $500 with $250 prizes for baddest Jeep, baddest truck, and baddest crawler. All Jeeps and trucks are welcome. Admission is $10 and includes entrance into the show and shine and lunch from County Line Barbecue. See you tomorrow. And check out Sadler Powertrain's Facebook page for details.
Back at 2:33, Spencer at Sports with you here for a Friday, fourth day of August of 2023. 319-366-1600. Gym class best of coming up today between 3 and 4. Some of their best of their recent interviews. Scott and Mark both off today, so we'll bring you those coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp live with you between 4 and 6 today here at KGYM. We got our poll question at KGYMradio.com asking you about the big story of the day, the Big Ten officially extending invites to Oregon and Washington to join the league, would make an 18-team conference starting in 2024. How do you feel about the Big Ten making that move, officially extending invites to the Ducks and the Huskies? Do you love it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Or are you simply indifferent about it? You can weigh in at KGYMradio.com. 319-366-1600, 9704 on the text line. Good point to make, 9704, saying the history of college football is full of realignments. Not sure why people are so surprised or upset by realignment. It happens a lot in the history of college football. Good point. Very true. Very true. I was looking at the Pac-12. I pulled up the full conference list, so I didn't forget anybody. I know who's in the Pac-12. Not the point, but I was looking at the history of the Pac-12 during the break, and well, the Pac-12 conference previously went by the names of the Big Five, the Big Six, the Pacific Eight, and of course the Pacific Ten. Now the Pac-12. Well, how do they get from five to six, from six to eight, from eight to ten, from 10 to 12, and now 12 down to, well, essentially whoever's last left. Make sure you turn off the lights. Well, realignment had to happen. And yeah, good point to make, 9704, that it happens. And again, I think in the moment, right, we're sad to see it happen because it means, like Ralph in Riverside said earlier on the text line, and like I said too, you grew up watching these teams, these games. You remember the athletes. You miss it. It's gonna be interesting to look back on this, but maybe you make some new history with it. With the expansion of the playoff, maybe it means you get, you know, more chances to get in if you're, you know, a team that's got a good enough season. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways you can look at it here as well. 319-366-1600, 2373 coming through with. Big list of potential new Big Ten West. This is 2373's idea. New Big Ten West, USC, UCLA, Cal, Stanford, Oregon, Washington, and Utah. Otherwise, Oregon State. So just poach everybody else. Where else are they going to go? The Mountain West, maybe? Seems like the most logical choice. The WAC doesn't. Does the WAC exist? I thought the WAC came back, not the true WAC. Remember the WAC? We're just remembering some conferences now. But 2373 suggesting that USC, UCLA, Cal, Stanford, Oregon, Washington, and Utah, or Oregon State for the new Big Ten West. The existing Big Ten West becomes the Midwest Division. The East stays the East. And then goes on to say, in football, you play the six in your division and one each of the other two. That have the three division champs and a wild card play a 14 playoff to declare a Big Ten auto qualifier. I like that idea. You may be onto something, 2373. Do you want me to patch you through? And there's no way I could patch you through to Tony Petitti. I feel like that could work. Just got to add all those other schools. And will the Big Ten want to add all those other schools? I feel like if you follow that structure that I've said and 2373 has said as well, West, Midwest, East, West, Central, East, whatever it is, seems like the most logical way to go about it, at least in my mind. But I'm just the radio guy, not the smart-ish conference commissioner guy. That is for sure. 319-366-1600, 6117, rebutting the point from 9704, saying past realignments always involved teams that were geographically close to an existing conference's borders. That's not the case here. That is true. Geography has been thrown out the window. That's why you see people floating out, and I think they're only half kidding. You know, if you're on social media or you're reading any news sites or message boards or whatever, could Florida State join the Pac-12 or you know something? You know, Florida State's unhappy with their current situation in the ACC, and people. You know, in the past, they say something outlandish like that. You kind of laugh at them, but clearly geography doesn't matter. The Big Ten, a traditionally Midwest conference, now as of next year, will be literally coast to coast. Geography doesn't matter, then why does it matter what they do? The SEC wants to invite Boise State. Hey, why not? Boise State did win at Auburn a couple years ago. 319-366-1600. 5823, wondering if the West schools will have earlier games. 5 o'clock Pacific time. Yeah, that's going to be, again, logistics still need to be worked out, but the scheduling is going to be, oh boy, interesting stuff. I mean, 11 a.m., are 11 a.m. kickoffs a thing of the past, especially if you're playing a West Coast team? makes you wonder. Because if, let's use Iowa as an example. Iowa and UCLA, big noon kickoff, which is 11 a.m. Central Time. That's 9 a.m. Pacific. Wonder what could happen there. Early for the West Coast, but they could make it work. It's happened. But that's one of the big pieces. They got to get the schedule refigured out, right? They gave us that nice schedule. We spent the entire show talking about it. Protected rivalries. Iowa had, what, three of them? Penn State had zero? Yeah, those are... I can't imagine those would change very much in the end. You'd hope they wouldn't change, but who knows? Maybe you're assigned somebody else. But in the long run, I mean, hey, I think it's a smart move when, you know, we're thinking about our, you know, bubble here in Iowa when we look at this realignment stuff. But USC and UCLA need teams to play with, and you know they're closer, kind of. They're in the same geographical region. Oregon and Washington are, than, say, Rutgers, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota. I don't know. A lot of logistics to be worked out here as the Big Ten expands to 18. 319-366-1600. 4583 is indeed a Huskies fan. They'd like to see the Huskies play Iowa at home. Yeah, hey, if you're, you know... If you're an alum of one of those schools, you grew up cheering for one of those schools, I don't know what, you know, family story, whatever, you went to school there, you're a transplant from there, came here for work, or, you know, whatever it may be, it's a good opportunity to see your team play and not have to go all the way out to L.A., Eugene, wherever it may be. So, good point. Thank you for that, 4583. 319-366 1600. Do want to get to a little Big 12 talk here. Matt Campbell at Iowa State earlier today, media day. We talked about this yesterday. I know Todd Brommelkamp did in his show. A little bit different look to media day. The Iowa State player availability was significantly decreased, and only a handful of players were actually made available for today's interviews with the media. Matt Campbell did a rather lengthy statement here today. Talking about just the state of the team, state of the program going forward, did say that essentially because it's an ongoing investigation into the gambling probe for both Iowa State and, of course, the University of Iowa, and we'll hear more from Kirk Ferentz and crew next week as they have their media day next Friday. There's not a lot that they can say when it comes to what's going on with that, who's available, who's not. Matt Campbell asked about a number of different, positions and status of those positions. And obviously, with the ongoing investigation, there's not a lot that he can reveal. One of the questions he was asked, I'll play it for you here, a little bit lengthy response, but I thought it was a solid answer from him. Asked about his reaction to hearing about his players that allegedly bet on their own games and how he views that situation. As a head coach, here's what the head coach of the Cyclones had to say in Ames earlier today.
First of all, I think the reality of any of this, most of us are parents in here, right? And I think I love my job because part of what I love about being a college football coach is the growth of young man to man, 18 to 22 years old. And the reality of it is, you know, somebody said, well, man, is this a culture issue or this? No, this is the issue at hand is a society issue. And the reality of it is society issues are always going to challenge the culture, whether it's your family culture or your football culture. And what you are always constantly trying to do is educate your young people to make great decisions, to make great choices, and to put them in the best position to be successful and become the best men that they can possibly be. And so, you know, I think that my only reaction is we know the reality of that situation currently is it's an ongoing investigation. We don't know anything more than that, and I think time will tell what all those things really are. And what you do is, just because a young person makes a mistake, you don't give up on them. You continue to love and care for them and help them through, whether it's going really good or whether they're going through tough and trying times.
Matt Campbell there speaking to the media in Ames today, part of Big 12 Media Day. Again, talking about his reaction, how he reacted to hearing that some of his players allegedly bet on their own games. One thing we heard Kirk Ferentz, his counterpart in Iowa City, comment on at Big Ten Media Days was the messaging and making sure it was known by the players that, hey, this is serious business. You can't be doing this if you are indeed to be a student athlete. Well, clearly somewhere in the process, not just for Iowa, but for Iowa State, that messaging has failed in one way or another. And Matt Campbell was asked to evaluate the messaging provided to his team about the risks of gambling and gambling on sports and placing bets while as a student athlete. And here was the head coach's response earlier today.
Maybe if it's not where it wants to be or you need it to be, you know, you evaluate it and you say, man, we want to be our best. I will say this. I think our compliance office does a really good job working really hard to educate our young people through different periods of time through the year of, you know, educating our young men on what the NCAA rules are and what is going on. And, you know, again, it's the constant messaging of that and the constant messaging of myself about choices and understanding that the choices you make have a direct outcome on the goals and aspirations that you want to have. And so, you know, I think any time that, you know, something isn't exactly where you want it to be, you reflect and say, how can we do it better? At least that's how I look at those situations. And, you know, it's a situation for all of us that we have, like I said before, there's great empathy. And it, I think we always look, how can we continue to do it better for the betterment of everybody else? But what I would say, you know, is I do think our staff has done a really great job of doing and helping our young men try to understand the NCAA rules.
Cyclones head coach Matt Campbell from earlier today in Ames. Todd Brummelkamp will have more from the coach coming up today between 4 and 6. Cyclones counting down to the season opener September 2nd. UNI headed to Ames. The Panthers coming in for a 1 o'clock Central Time kickoff. Cyhawk game, of course, to follow September 9th. Also in Ames, Cyclones looking to rebound from last year's disappointing season in a Big 12 that, the schedule certainly tough for them this year and, could get even tougher going forward in 2024. If indeed Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah are all coming along, that is going to make for one interesting Big 12, which, if I'm thinking correctly, going to be at, 14? That's right. Colorado is the 13th. You add in Arizona, 14. Maybe it's at 16 now. Yeah, it'd be 16. Basic math. It's handy sometimes when you're trying to figure out how many teams are in a conference when there's a number still in the name that doesn't make sense anymore. 319-366-1600 at 248. Quick timeout. Back with a little NFL, a little baseball, too. To wrap up the program. Thanks for hanging out on a Friday here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, KGYM.
Jason Aldean. From a cowboy boot. Live in concert. August 20th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. And that's what tequila does. With special guest Corey Kent. Jason Aldean.
Back in the saddle.
Live in concert.
The whole place rattled.
August 20th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines.
When the lights come on, everybody's
reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Convenience fees apply to all tickets. Jason Aldean, live in concert. With Corey Kent. August 20th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
Back at 2:50, Spencer at Sports winding down here for a Friday, 319-366-1600. I'm sure you're joined Todd Brommelkamp broadcasting live this Saturday, which is tomorrow, from 11 till 2 at Sadler Powertrain Truck Parts and Service, their second annual off-road and outdoor event going on Cedar Rapids Southwest Side. Todd will be out there from 11 till 2 tomorrow. Find all the details about the event at kgymradio.com. Right about our poll question, same place, kgymradio.com. How do you feel about the Big Ten officially extending invites to Washington and Oregon? Do you love it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Or are you indifferent about it? You can vote courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Right now on the website, kgymradio.com. We've had a vote for three of the four, one vote each for three of the four. The only one that has not gotten a vote yet is love it. Someone out there likes it. Someone out there is indifferent. Someone out there absolutely hates it. You can vote. Add your thoughts to the poll at kgymradio.com. Again, gym class is on the way next. A best of edition today. Scott and Mark both off today. So best of their recent interviews. I believe Joe Sheehan from Wednesday recapping the MLB trade deadline is part of the show. Phil Steele, if you missed their conversation with Phil Steele from yesterday, talking Iowa, Iowa State, even some UNI football, that'll be part of the best of hour. And I believe Alex Shockey from Caddy Smack from a couple weeks back will be the final interview of the program today. So a best of gym class today. They're back live on Monday. And Todd Brommelkamp is live between 4 and 6 here today on KGYM. Did you watch the preseason game last night? Not the most exciting game in the world, but we had football last night. Browns beating the Jets. There is one takeaway from this game. Here we go. Overreaction Friday. Is it a new segment? I don't know. But Overreaction Friday. The Browns clearly going undefeated. The Jets clearly going winless. Overreaction Friday after a meaningless Hall of Fame game in Canton. Obviously, I'm joking to the nth degree with that, but Browns winning 21-16. Impressive stuff from Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Speaking of Pac-12 and Big Ten, former UCLA quarterback, 8 of 11 for 82 yards and a touchdown, led a couple touchdown drives for Cleveland yesterday. For Iowa State fans, I'm sure you were proud to see Will McDonald on the field last night, had three tackles and a quarterback hit last night as well. Will McDonald, the first-round pick for the Jets, getting some action last night. Zach Wilson got the start. Not an awful night, but again, you're not going to glean much of anything from one preseason game, as he is obviously going to be backing up Aaron Rodgers once the season starts. Tim Boyle, Packers legend Tim Boyle, I should say, 6 of 11 for 61 yards last night for the Jets. So the Browns getting the win last night over the New York Jets in Canton. The induction ceremony is tomorrow in Canton as they get things going. Preseason action resuming a week from yesterday. Ran through the schedule on yesterday's program, but the Vikings playing next Thursday. Packers play next Friday, as do the Lions. And the Bears play next Saturday against the Tennessee Titans. Chiefs are on next Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. We'll do some more NFL preview content coming up here for you in the coming weeks right here on the program. And my brain is in weekend mode. I apologize. Quick update from Wrigley Field. Do you want to know? If you're a Cub fan, I'm sure you know what's going on. But a 7-run fourth for the Atlanta Braves as they look for their 70th victory of the season. Braves up 8-0 on the Cubs in the top half of the seventh inning. Austin Riley just clubbing a home run to make it 8-0. Sean Murphy with a 2-run homer, part of that fourth. Marcell Ozuna hitting a solo shot as well. Ronald Acuna Jr. with an RBI triple as part of that inning. All those runs charged to, seven of the eight, I should say, charged to Kyle Hendricks. Lasted 4 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, no walks, struck out 3, and gave up 2 home runs. Meanwhile, Max Fried, 6 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts for the Atlanta Braves as they look for, like I said, win number 70 on the season. Bad night at the ballpark for Mitch Keller last night. He was roughed up by the Brewers 14-1. Brewers beat Pittsburgh last night. Sal Frelick, rookie for the Brewers, 5 total RBI, including a second big league home run. Mitch Keller has lost 5 straight starts, has not had a win to his record since late June, June 28th, against the Padres. Mitch Keller dropping to 9-8 with the loss last night to Pittsburgh. Twins beating the Cardinals last night 5-3. White Sox, they lost yesterday 5-3 as well to the Texas Rangers. The Royals, winner over the Mets yesterday 9-2. Other games tonight of local interest, the White Sox taking on Cleveland in Cleveland. You got the Twins hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks, Brewers and Pirates again tonight, and you've also got the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Colorado Rockies from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. There you go. That is the latest from the Major League Baseball world here today. Coming up Monday, you do have homework, by the way, if you're a regular listener to the show. Starting up a new segment on Monday's show, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Good, bad, and ugly things from the sports world from the weekend. So I will be asking for your good, bad, and ugly nominations on Monday's show. We'll recap the sports weekend. We may have new conference realignment news by Monday, too. Hope you join us then Monday at 2 right here on KGYM. Best of the Gym Class is next. Have a great weekend.